Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for standing by, and welcome to the ASOS Analyst Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Friday the 2nd of September, 2016. Now I'd like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Nick Beighton. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everybody. First of all, thank you for joining the call at short notice, following the announcement of our global trademark settlement this morning. This settlement is the right commercial decision for our business, and I'm really pleased, and we're really pleased to put this behind us. On the call with me, I've got Helen, CFO, and Andrew McGowan, our General Counsel. They'll be available for any more detailed questions later on. Right. Just on the background of this, trademark issues come with being a very fast, high-growth e-commerce business, internationalizing at the pace that we've been internationalizing for the last five to 10 years. We were clear that we believe there is no confusion between the ASOS and Ansans brand, which is a German bricks-and-mortar menswear retailer, and ASOS, a high-end cycling wear company, both of whom were trading when we first called ourselves ASOS back in 2002. Nevertheless, these two companies launched trademark infringement cases against us in 2010 and 2011, respectively. Since then, we've been rigorously and successfully defending ourselves case by case in the many jurisdictions around the world. Normally, we found a way to resolve these things amicably, where we bumped into an issue, but that's proved impossible in this case. I very much regret that this has ever come to court or got to where we arrived in court together. We successfully defended all the claims against us so far, but there remains continuing cases against us in France, Germany, and the U.S., extremely big markets for us. All litigation, as you know, is unpredictable, and although we've successfully defended ourselves and our brand to date, there is no certainty that this will continue to be the case. Intellectual property law is enormously complex and frankly hasn't kept up with the realities of e-commerce, and the law and its interpretation varies hugely between countries. It's with this uncertainty in mind that we decided to reach the settlement that we've outlined today, which provides absolute clarity for our business on a global basis from this point on. I should add, we've learned a huge amount about protecting our own brand and through this process, and the likelihood of us having to go through this again is extremely remote. In terms of the quantum of the number, this is a one-off payment which secures 100% clarity over our right to continue trading in all categories and territories except for cycling wear, which was never a focus for us anyway. There's also some limited bricks-and-mortar restrictions which aren't relevant to our business, and this settlement will be treated as a non-recurring exceptional item in the P&L account for the year just reported. Also importantly, confirming the rights and removing the risk of litigation enables us to focus squarely on the trading opportunities ahead of us, particularly in significant and growing fashion, leisure wear, or athleisure market, which we've so far been restricted or prohibited from doing. I can't describe to you how complex it has been to reach this settlement. While we recognize it's a very significant sum within the overall context of ASOS and our cash balances, the settlement is not material to the future performance of the business. Losing in a case in a major market could well have been. That's all I wanted to say right now. Thank you for joining. I hope that gives you a bit more context. I'll hand you back to the operator for some questions, if anyone has any. Thank you, operator. Questions now, please.
Very much. If anybody on today's call would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Press star and one to ask a question, please. We had a question coming through from Henry Evans. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sorry, I was on mute. Hi, morning. I just want to ask one quick question. How many other similar IP cases, not necessarily with these two, but with other parties, do you have outstanding at the moment that you're disputing around the world?
Nothing of any significance or like this whatsoever.
Thank you very much. Your next question is from David Reynolds. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Morning, Nick.
Morning, David.
Hey, Just a quick one for you. I'm not sure if you're able to share this, but would you be able to give us a sense of how that £20.2 million is divided between Azos, the German boys, and Anson?
No, not at all. That's confidential.
Okay.
That's something buried within the agreement that I'm unable to share.
No worries. Thanks anyway, Nick.
Thanks,
Cheers.
David.
Thank you very much. And we have a third question from Michelle Wilson. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Michelle.
Just a couple from me. First of all, could you talk a bit about the size of the opportunity that this opens up for you in terms of what you were previously able to do in the athleisure market and what you can do now? And also, were there previously any restrictions by market that this has now opened up? And then the second one, just around the cash balance and how we should think about that at the year end. I think, should we expect a higher cash balance at the year end still for 2016 versus the first half, or will this now mean that we'll be at a lower cash point at the end of the year?
Okay, so Helen, I'll do the first bit. Helen will pick up the cash balance piece. So we've had restrictions over the last 5 years on developing sportswear, athleisure wear, as we call it, within the ASOS own brand. So we've not done that. And we've also had some restrictions on certain types of sportswear with other third-party brands. Those restrictions have been globally. We've done that voluntarily, and as a result of not wanting to respect the potential litigation. That now gives us the opportunity to develop in both the ASOS own brand and also extend some of our trading formats with our third-party brands in that sportswear share, and that's globally. In terms of quantification of it, you wouldn't expect me to give you that right now, but that's the opportunity that we have not been able to play in. Helen, do you want to pick up the cash figure?
Yeah, hi, Michelle. No, you're absolutely right on cash balance. Basically, I anticipate the year-end cash balance being higher than the half year, even after this payment. So still, our cash balance is still in a very comfortable position. Making this payment doesn't change our plans going forward at all in relation to the investments we've already talked about. So although it's a large number from a materiality point of view in our cash balance, you know, it doesn't restrict us from doing any of the things that we've already talked about.
Okay, great. And was that something you were already expecting at Q3, that your year-end cash balance would be higher than it was at H1?
Yes.
And is there any kind of CapEx movement in that, or is CapEx guidance unchanged?
No real change to CapEx guidance.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Very much. And your next question is from John Stevenson. Your line is open.
Sorry, Michelle, that's my question, actually. Sorry, I didn't take the question off. I could start whittering on about warehouses. It's probably not the morning for it. But,
no,
thank you.
But thank you anyway, John.
No change to our plans on warehouses or anything else.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you very much. And the next one is from Adam Cochrane. Please go ahead.
Well, very sadly, I think Michelle asked my question as well, so I think
even
we're
better.
All on the same page, so I'll leave you to it. Thanks.
Thanks, Adam. Operator, any more calls? Any more questions?
There's currently no more questions in the queue, but if anybody else does want to ask a question, it's star and one.
All right, give it a couple of minutes. Right. Well, I tell you what, I think it's a very very clear message that we've given you in both the statement and the stand this morning. And I know we will be available for any more calls later during the day. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll close it there. My final remarks on this are, look, the settlement and the trademark dispute is exactly the right commercial decision for the business. Cases like this could go on for years. It's already gone on for 5 years. We have achieved 100% clarity on our right to trade freely in all the categories I've mentioned, except for cycling wear, which, of course, has not been a focus for us. So it's a good decision for us. We're pleased this is now behind us, and we're really pleased we can concentrate on the areas that we've not been able to concentrate in. All right. Thank you very much for joining the call, and if anyone's got any questions, then we'll be around to take them later on. Thanks so much, operator, and thanks for your time.
Very much, and with many thanks to our speakers today, that does conclude the conference. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect. Speakers, please hold the line.